A more than decade-long vision to make Penticton Youth Center accessible for all has come to fruition. The center, which hosts four local youth-serving organizations at 501 Main Street, has raised $300,000 for its elevator project following a donation matching campaign. We are humbled by the generosity of community members, the undying commitment to the collaboration of our youth-serving agencies, and most importantly, the spirit and courage of our youth, said Aaron McCran, CEO of the Community Foundation of the South Okanagan, which owns the youth center. Now this first-in-class youth center will be accessible to youth of all abilities, and we couldn't be more proud. In a press release, the Community Foundation says adding an elevator has been a key part of the youth center's vision for several years. More than 1,000 youth benefit every year from the center, which hosts Onesky's Foundry Penticton, YMCA, ARC programs, and the Ministry of Children and Family Development's Child and Youth Mental Health. Our journey with the Youth Center began in 2013 when we partnered with the United Way and other community partners to launch the Youth Engagement Strategy, Yes, Project, said McCran. It's hard to believe that 12 years has gone by, but I'm certain that everyone involved back then would be amazed at how far youth services have come. The campaign aimed to raise $300,000 before March 31st. Thanks to a pledge from a private foundation outside the region, the raised amount will be tripled to $900,000. This is a significant step forward for early intervention to work with the youth of Penticton, said Trevor Nelson, fundraising chair for the campaign. These grassroots programs and early intervention can change the trajectory of a young person's life, potentially those who may be forced towards homelessness or substance use. The elevator project will significantly enhance the center's space while providing a safer and more inclusive environment, the Community Foundation added in a press release. Service providers will no longer need to adapt to accommodate those with mobility challenges, as the space will be built to welcome all youth, it added.